Hello, welcome to Hospital Podcast 199. It's a new Logic takeover this week. I'm Newtone. Logistics is here as well.
What?
We're going to be with you for the next 50-odd minutes, playing you some new music off the new Logic album, other bits we're into, some older bits maybe. This first track's called Everlasting Days off the new Logic album, What I've Always Waited For.
One's Everlasting Days featuring Lifford, forthcoming on the new Logic album.
Should mention that the album's out on the 25th of March. Full CD album, four-piece vinyl. If you order the vinyl, you also get the 8 tracks on the LP and also a full CD inside it. Head over to the hospital shop where you can find more info, hospitalrecords.com/shop. There's also a digital album, special edition as well with bonus tracks. Depending on when you're listening to this, you can either pre-order or order, so have a look.
Sounds of Caliber, track entitled Paragoth, forthcoming on his new album, due out spring this year. Heaps of quality music on that, so keep an eye out for that.
Handed over to us this week, which means we're put in the rather bizarre situation of interviewing each other. Normally when you do these things and you have an album to promote, someone asks you questions, but we have to ask each other questions. We'll try not to make it too awkward. But Matt, tell me about the concept behind the album.
That's a good question. Well, there's a very loose concept that I'm not going to bore you with details about, or the listeners with details about, because it is very random and probably doesn't actually translate in the way that the album got put together in the end. But yeah, basically us making music we love and being very self-indulgent with what we're doing in the studio, and that's about it really.
So we've made the album that we always waited for. Put words in your mouth.
That's the one. You can ask me the questions and then give me the answers too, yeah?
Well, I can ask the questions that you can answer and then I can kind of correct them. How about that?
whatever works.
This is kind of the studio dynamic, a little insight into how New Logic works. I'm very excited to be able to announce that we're going to have an album launch as well on the 19th of April. Fabric, we're taking over Room 2. We put together a rather tasty lineup, so we're playing, not very surprisingly. London Electricity as well. We've got Mark Mack from 4Hero, who, if you didn't know, is one of the real kind of originators of what we do. Lensman, Marabou State, Technomatic, Other Echoes, The Other Gresham, and Reckon SB. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Another forthcoming New Logic track from the album. It's sort of called Memories, aka Mamories, as we've been calling it in the studio for the last few months. Yeah, get some of it.
Big shout out to Terry Pace, who did the vocals on this. She's on a few of the tracks on the album. She came in and in a very, very short space of time smashed out about 4 vocals. Wonderful, wonderful singer. We'll be right back. So we've got some questions sent in from the hospital Facebook page. We'll take it in turns with these, I think. Matthew, what age did you know that you wanted to become a musician?
I'm trying to think of a smart answer, but no, pretty much always knew I wanted to do it. And you?
Probably when I was about 11 or 12, I think.
We got to mention the choir in this, right?
No, we don't. When I was young, I sang in a college choir in Cambridge, and pretty much it's where I developed a lot of my kind of musical instincts, I guess. Matt, you didn't have that pleasure, did you?
No, I was busy riding my BMX around and, you know, lots of mischief.
There you go. Another question, is there any brotherly rivalry in the studio? And I think it's my turn to answer this one. I think healthy rivalry. But, I mean, when we're working on collaborative stuff, we both benefit from each other's abilities. And we've got, I think it's fair to say, we've got fairly opposite abilities. What do you say, Matt? Put Facebook away and answer the question.
Yeah, no, that's true. Dan's very musical. I'm completely unmusical, and yeah, it kind of complements the studio techniques quite well, I think. But I have to say, that's the one question that we get asked all the time, and it's
every single interview.
Yeah. Let's think of some new questions, yeah?
One's a bit of a blast from the past. This was the first proper kind of collaboration that Matt and I released together on Tangent, John B's label. Big up, John. This is from 2003, a track called Not the Only One.
Going back to the questions, next one is favourite track that each other's produced. If you have one, that is.
They're all rubbish.
Why, thank you.
Probably together. It's a fairly kind of obvious answer, but I think in terms of the tunes that you've made, I've played the most. Yeah, the other. Not the VIP, though, the original.
What you're saying is there's nothing that you've wanted to play since together. Yeah.
I probably play more of Matt's tunes than anybody else's tunes, to be completely honest. Caliber Gum's probably a close second. But anyway, you can answer that one now.
Balaclava, I think, actually.
Yeah.
Probably, yeah. Or there's an old one called Kitchen Sink that's really slept on from your medical history album. Is that right?
Yeah. Yeah. It's, I wrote it in about 2003 and it came out in about 2009. But yeah, no, I like that one. Got another question. Give us an idea of the work process. It's work process involved with your Logic.
I think it's important to address like the first hurdle that Dan has to get over every day, which is waking me up.
Yeah, every day begins with a 2-hour attempt to awake Matt, which usually involves about 8 phone calls before I turn up at his house and knock on his door and keep knocking it until he answers. And sometimes even that doesn't work. But then, once we've finally got into the studio, with this album, every session worked a bit differently, whether it's kind of sitting down and sampling or just kind of getting some beats up. But generally, we kind of kept on working until we got inspired, and then went from there. So unless you've been hiding under a rock, you will hopefully know about the videos that we've been uploading to YouTube for the whole album. One video for every track of the album, so there's 14 videos in total. And they were put together by a guy called Nez, who we got to big up. He's done a lot of work over the past few weeks, months. Basically, each video kind of follows a single person, and rather than being your kind of obvious contemporary music video where you've got loads of kind of visuals hitting you, and kind of, I don't know, I have a thing about the ADHD culture these days where everything has to be completely full on, but this is a lot more kind of spacious and laid back, and hopefully each visual matches the music behind it as well. But check it out, head on to the Hospital Records YouTube channel and you'll see them all there.
this one playing right now is the VIP mix of We Live There, featuring DRS. Big up DRS. Gonna be coming out some point in the future.
Asked, how many caps do you have?
Well, given that I often end up wearing them in clubs and don't really want to keep them after a few wears in such places, I tend to throw them away. So at the moment, I think I've probably got about four. I'm sure that's a great answer for those of you that really, really wanted to know that.
How many have you bought in the past 5 years?
That's a slightly more interesting question. Quite a lot, I think. I've got a few, you know, like trilbies, flat hats, flat caps, you know.
How many jester's hats do you own?
Millions.
And then another hospital podcast favourite question. Your favourite type of cheese?
For me, I think I got asked this last time I was on the podcast actually as well. But for me, proper Italian buffalo mozzarella is out of this world if you've ever had the chance to experience that.
Nice tomatoes, beef tomatoes, bit of basil, olive oil, black pepper. Running. I don't say running in general conversation very often, in case you can't tell. My favourite cheese. My favourite cheese is probably a really good brie. Question: how do you like your eggs cooked?
I'm not really into eating like boiled eggs or fried eggs or anything like that. I do like an omelette, and I actually just had one before coming into the studio with Tony at the cafe on the corner. But yeah, by and large, I'm not really into eggs.
I love eggs. I had them for breakfast, running. I had them for lunch, and I'll have them for dinner. No, I didn't. But I like a nice omelette. I like poached eggs. I like scrambled eggs. Fried eggs. Whatever you got. This is podcast 199. Been going for quite a few years now. And on Monday the 15th of April, from 4 till 6 PM UK time, Hospital Podcast 200 will be streamed live on the Hospital YouTube channel. London Electricity plus guests from a secret South East London location. It's going to be pretty special. To attend, email your name and your friends' names for Max to podcast@hospitalrecords.com. The names will be entered into a lottery. Hospital will email a few lucky people in advance. Obviously, it helps if you're in the UK and can get to London. Make sure you hit that up. So email to podcast@hospitalrecords.com. playing is called All The Things, another one of the tracks from the new album on the Trap Flex. Sounds of Ulterior Motive, this one. A track called Right Here, forthcoming on Metalheads. Really like this one. I'm a sucker for a break like that. So as you'll have heard from the clips from the album, there's quite a kind of variety of stuff on there. I think Matt and I, certainly me at least, we get pigeonholed sometimes as kind of liquid producers. But actually, if you kind of go back to the stuff that we've been playing and making for the past how many years, the heavier stuff's always kind of had at least an influence, even if it's not been the majority of our output. We've been lucky enough to work with a few people on the album as well. Spy, big shout to Carlos. He worked with us on a track called Start Again, which ended up being just kind of dirty and like heavy and grimy bassline tune. I always thought it was quite heavy until I played it at Brighton, Hospitality Brighton, and it made my eyes shake, which I think is quite a good test. Lippard, obviously, who you had on the first track, Everlasting Days. He's the guy that sang on the Artful Dodger tune. Please Don't Turn Me On. That's the name of the tune. DRS, of course, as well. You heard him on the We Live There track. We've got some more questions. Before the other questions, Robert Manos. Can't forget him. Been a big fan of him since, a long time ago. The track he did with Sabre and Paradox, though, on Hospital is a big thing for me. Move on. We've got some more questions. Matt, what was your favourite 90s TV game show?
Oh, there's so many. Does Shooting Stars fall into that era? Yeah, I think it does. George Dawes in particular, absolutely gone. The Dove from Above and all that sort of stuff. I also used to love the Generation Game when I was growing up.
Are you serious?
I actually am, yeah. But I was probably only about 8 years old. So I have to hope Bruce Forsyth for that. And you?
Well, I'm a bit too old to talk about 90s game shows. 80s game shows, yeah. 3, 2, 1. Bullseye.
Krypton Factor.
The Krypton Factor. Definitely. If you've never heard of 3, 2, 1, get on Challenge TV. I think it's still on cable or Sky or whatever. They rerun it, it's incredible. The most cryptic questions you've ever heard. Tune called Last Kiss. This is on the Digital Deluxe Super Special XR3i edition of the album, which is available only on MP3 or WAV or whatever it is. Whatever takes your fancy. slick. I bet you didn't even notice it. That was the Robert Manos track on the new album. A track called Shoot Me Down. This is a track by Jazzanova called Love and You and I. Jazzanova been a big influence on me and Matt. If you don't know this, then enjoy it. Something's missing. Could it be love? This is like a masterclass in sampling. Check it out. Love.
Absolutely shit at both. So, beer. I just sit at the bar instead.
I like to think I'm a bit tasty at pool, but then I play snooker and I realise that I'm rubbish. Obviously different games, but snooker sorts out the men from the boys, doesn't it? Ultimate holiday destination. I think I might have been to my ultimate destination, actually. I spent Christmas and New Year on the US Virgin Islands in the Caribbean. And I apologise to anybody who was in a rainy place over Christmas. But it was incredible. Matt?
I still love going out to Sardinia, Santo Doro, for the Sun and Base Festival. It's just beautiful beaches, amazing food. Never much of a holiday, to be fair, but as far as the destination goes, it's one of the most beautiful places I've been. OK, Okay, I think this is pretty much our last question, and it's a good one actually. Favourite UK service station then?
Finally, a topic close to my heart. It's the bane of our lives as DJs, travelling around the country and having to put up with our atrocious UK service stations. Seem to spend a lot of time at the one on the M4, Reading Services. I have to send a big shout out to the Cambridge services, of course, although it's actually closer to Peterborough than Cambridge. That's on the A14, heading over to the M6.
That was a really in-depth answer. I wasn't expecting that. Your knowledge is pretty extensive. For me, I actually really like the ones over towards Wales, where you get all the like local delicacies and stuff out there. Like you'll get all the local honey and local breads and things like that.
Not the service station, just after the toll booths by the. What's it called?
I actually know that one well. I know what you're about. Yeah.
There's one just after the toll booths when you're heading on. West on the M4 towards Cardiff, and it's the most unbelievable service station. It has a Captain Pugwash ride for children, and I don't know if you're familiar with Captain Pugwash, but it hasn't basically existed in the public consciousness for about 25 years, but they still have a Captain Pugwash ride and really old pick and mix
that breaks your teeth
and tastes of dust. So there you go, you got my favourite service station and you got my least favourite service station there, which is coincidentally Matt's favourite service station. So as you can hear, this is quite an epic tune. We're currently 7 minutes into it and it's still going. I'm going to bring up the birds. The ride isn't over. Hello, birds. I'm proud to say that these birds were actually recorded outside my studio.
Fun fact,
pop pickers. It's not a podcast if you don't get in the word pop pickers. This is Morning Light. This was the lead single for the new album. It's one of my favourite tracks that I've been involved with. Combines strings and birds, which is a magical, magical combination.
What more could you ever want?
Do you know what? It's what I've always waited for. Ka-ching!
I'm actually going to kick him off the mic now because he's taking it too far. But thank you for listening anyway. Don't forget the album's out 25th of March. What I've always waited for. Four-piece vinyl and four-piece gatefold vinyl, actually.
Indeed. So thanks for listening. Don't forget to head down to Fabric if you're around on the 19th of April. Album's out 25th of March. Hit up the Hospital Records website, hospitalrecords.com/shop, where you can pre-order or order, depending on when you're listening. And yeah, big up. Thank you.